This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, Drew Hastings in studio, plus a vagina-smelling candle, and Donnie Baker.
Ace Cosby is our engineer. He's still growing the beard.
I did have my razor in my hand yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, looks you were thinking good. About doing it?
Yeah. Looks good.
No, looks like, real.
And by doing, I mean we shave the beard.
Yeah, not taking yourself out.
Oh, my gosh.
If you have issues with that, please call someone. We'll talk you down.
Not me. I'm busy.
Chick McGee is across the way with his beard. Let's see. Let's do the boys first. Drew Hastings, comedian, has joined us in the studio. Former mayor of Hillsborough, Ohio. Brand new dad. Six-month-old son?
Six-month-old son. I got to be honest with you. I still have a problem leaving him. I am not used to leaving him. Every time I get in the car to go somewhere, I hear in my head, and the cat's in the cradle. And I turn around. I'm staying. I'm not going to go. I'll stay.
That's Drew Hastings right over there. And there's Josh Arnold. That's Pat Godwin back from his sleep test. He has been determined that he has sleep apnea, and he has to wear the CPAP machine mask, whatever it is.
Forever.
Things the size of a lawnmower.
Small football.
Hook it up to your face. In the meantime, in the distaff side of things, in the blue, it's Jess Hooker. Hi, Jess. How are you?
Hi, I'm well. How are you?
It's good to see you again. And then we have Christy Lee, of course.
Yeah.
She is at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk.
It really sounded like you meant that. You were really glad to see her.
I was glad to see her.
Well,
seen
thanks.
Her you're not
weeks.
Glad to see us? I don't
Thomas,
understand.
He's a cordial man.
Glad to see some of you in the room.
Thanks, Tom.
All right. Now we're getting to some.
Two
All
of
right.
you.
You're glad to see two of us.
Aww.
Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome, Ace. That reduces it to
you know
uno.
What? You're missing your call. You need to go like a positive thinking seminar because you are always delusional.
We had some stories that I'm glad that you're here, Jess, because we had a couple stories that I think one of them coming up involves the latest candle from Gwyneth Paltrow, which is a headline grabber.
I ordered a case.
The other one was last week. We had a story about the CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, as they used to call it.
Yeah.
They had a number of a lot of really interesting things were revealed. They've gotten away from the sort of revolutionary stuff where the iPhone, something that'll change the world, and now it's a lot of...
They have a 96-inch television.
Robots that make coffee and things that... phones that fold, stuff you wouldn't care about. But the one that struck me as being rather interesting was a application for the taint area. Mr. Hastings, are you familiar with the taint?
No.
It was a
perineum.
It's a
slang term. Yes, it's the taint is a slang term for the area between the... at the base of the gluteal cleft, there is, of course, an entry point.
The perineum?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah,
and then as you move forward toward the...
whichever you have.
Sac?
Well,
yes, there's that little area between, that little area.
They call it the taint because taint your balls and taint your ass.
Oh, there. That's
if your doctor calls it your taint, you want to get a new physician. Okay. The point is, there's a you have to apply a gel and some kind of electronic device, and this is
it was a bandage type thing.
It's supposed to keep men from having what is formally called the premature ejaculation.
Right.
Oh my gosh! Really?
Yes. This is an actual invention, and you put some kind of conductive goo down there.
Yeah, and there are electrodes in the bandage that apparently send a signal to
probably,
your brain.
It probably takes away from the romance, much like your CPAP machine does with those ladies you CPAP.
It seems complicated. Why don't you just have your partner wear a CPAP mask?
So it's kind of an interesting thing I thought in the news. And can you grab that, please? It's the track phone hotline.
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, boys, it's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey, Donnie.
Hi, Donnie.
I heard you talking about this new contraption dudes are strapping onto their tank. Is it supposed to stop premature ejaculations of sperm eggs?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just so you know, if your lady zaps your chode with a stun gun right before liftoff, it'll probably have the same effect. Ain't no need to be going to immediate care. I swear to God. A lot of aftermarket options. My Uncle Sonny with you taught me that. And I never understood why guys are so worried about reaching orgasms too fast anyways. I mean, if you're at the all-you-can-eat seafood buffet, you don't drag out eating catfish nuggets for 6 hours. You whiff them down as fast as you can. I look like a chipmunk going back up to the sneeze bar.
Catfish nuggets.
Yes.
Well, that way you can beat all the lard queens who are going back for round two. Swear to God.
Lard queens.
It's same approach in the bedroom. Sooner I'm done, sooner I get back on it. And for me, it ain't about the time, it's about the thrust. I ain't bragging, but last year I was on a 7-day drought and just got off house arrest. When I finally let it go, I finished so hard I knocked the CPAP mask off Patty Ferguson's face.
Oh, boy.
Swear to God. It went sideways. She looked like a wrestler couldn't afford a full set of headgear. The worst, though. I say it like this. The worst is when the opposite occurs.
What's that?
You know, maybe you've had one too many hillbilly Jager bombs. You've been sipping whiskey, and things are taking forever.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And you can tell she's losing interest because she started playing Angry Birds or clipping coupons out of Marie Claire while you're hitting a dog fashion.
Right.
You know, and people always say, think about baseball or Roseanne Barr and yogurt pants. But the fact remains, if you're thinking of Earl Weaver so you can last longer, you might want to rethink what team you're playing for. Swear to God. And why is baseball always the go-to sport?
I don't know.
My cousin Lonnie says he always thinks about Earl Anthony on a pro bowler's tour.
Uh-huh.
I guess because he had a slow, firm, four-step approach.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Christy?
Yeah?
What I really want to know is what you ladies are always thinking about to delay your shivers in the Big O forever.
Why would we delay that?
Mm-hmm. Well, because whatever it is, it works like a charm. There ain't been one woman I've ever been with, and I've been putting up Ricky Martin numbers.
Uh-huh.
As far as I can tell.
Ricky Martin.
Uh-huh. None of these ladies were able to reach a Big O at all.
Maybe you're not good at what you're doing.
Well, sometimes Patty Ferguson starts sneezing toward the end, but that's only because she's in a role play and pepper sprays me at first.
Oh, boy.
What I want to know is, Christy, fill us in, what are you women thinking about during sex that helps you delay orgasms after you're paying your water bill? I'll hang up and listen to your answer.
Thanks, Donnie. That was very helpful.
He's actually an oral history of a whole demographic.
Yeah, isn't
yes.
He?
Yes.
So Earl Anthony had a four-step approach.
I didn't know that. I'm not really familiar with my bowlers.
Barely thinks about bowling. Hey, whatever works, I guess.
What do you think about?
What is it? Earl Anthony, Pete Weber, Johnny Petraglia?
Weber, yeah.
Anybody?
Mike Alt?
You know, famous comedian whose father was a world-class bowler?
Oh, God.
I don't know if I know this.
I don't know.
Who?
Scott Henry.
No?
No, Scott Henry was a bowler.
No. Famous comedian, father's world-class bowler.
What era comedian?
Contemporary.
Contemporary.
Also hosted a game show on occasion.
Huh.
Jimmy Pardo.
Carey. No. Drew Carey.
No? Oh, come on. You guys know this one.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Pat Sajak.
No. It's probably 35 to 40 years of age. Handsome.
Game show.
No one's got this.
Who is it?
Who is it?
Not telling.
Not telling. He doesn't know.
No. He doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
He has no idea. He wanted us to
forgot
to fill it in.
Pardon me?
You forgot?
No, I know who it is.
Well,
game show.
He was just in here.
just did hear.
The game show involves balls dropping down. Chris Hardwick.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Yeah, his dad was a world-class bowler.
Hmm. Oh, give me a pen. I want to write this down.
Well, we were doing obscure bowling stuff.
That's interesting.
I know. Earl the Pearl Anthony, I believe, was his nickname.
Oh.
It was.
If your name's Earl, you pretty much don't have a lot of options, right?
Yeah.
What?
For a nickname.
Either a bowler or a
Duke.
Oh,
for a nickname. I thought you meant in life. I was going to say,
Duke, wow. We had a basketball manager, and we called him Earl the Pearl, the rebounding squirrel.
Wow. That's good. Everything fits except the squirrel thing. Are squirrels good rebounders?
Oh, but it rhymes.
I don't know.
Yeah, you had to get something.
You hit me. They're tenacious.
Those nuts off the tree.
Yeah.
Ever seen him play with acorns? Come on.
Yeah, we were talking obituaries, and sadly, we had Kookie.
Yes.
Kookie from Kookie. 77 yeah. Sunset Strip.
Edgar. Yes.
But then, really sad news on Friday that the great drummer from Rush died. And Neil, no, it's, I don't know the exact, I've heard so many different ways to pronounce it. Peart.
He was a brilliant
drummer.
Absolutely,
sure was.
And if you're a Rush fan, which I am, and I've seen them live back in the day, they're the best. But Neil had a pretty rough go in life. Mm-hmm. A lot of tragedy, but real smart guy. Wrote a bunch of books,
and he wrote lyrics.
All the Rush lyrics over the years. So anyway, that was very sad news.
So we're going to play some Rush songs?
No, we're going to play 77 Sunset Strip again.
So can I ask
Kookie, lend me your comb.
Yeah. As a huge Rush fan, I noticed, and tell me if I'm wrong, they have never done a music video of any kind. You cannot see Rush.
Yeah, they did.
What?
They did a bunch of videos.
And they have an a bunch of in-concert movies and stuff.
I've never seen anything. I thought you had to go to their concerts to see them.
What was their MTV era one? Subdivisions?
Subdivisions.
They did a Subdivisions video.
Yeah.
Really?
Great song.
Yeah, I did not know that. I've never seen it. What's that on?
Have you ever seen them live?
Oh, yeah. Numerous times.
You can't believe that there's only three guys up there.
My favorite part of any Rush show was the drum solo.
Mm. That's right.
Yeah. So anyway, very sad news in the world of rock and roll. Now, on a much lighter note,
yes,
we do have vaginal news.
Yes,
all right.
This is
here we go.
You've got to have. There are certain people who manage to always get great publicity, even if it's bad publicity. PETA, for example, always.
Yeah,
it's always something with the PETA people, and also with Goop, the organization that is run by Gwyneth Paltrow, very fine actress, now making a fortune with Goop, selling incredibly expensive stuff to white chicks that are middle-aged.
Wow.
And what's her latest?
Goop.
Wow. Gwyneth Paltrow's lifestyle website, Goop, released a candle called This Smells Like My Vagina.
Oh, boy.
According to The Cut.
No, that's the name of the candle.
Yes.
It's called...
This Smells Like My Vagina is the name of the candle.
Yeah. Now, I used to do
bet it's delightful.
Yeah, me too.
I used to do a joke that... And I'll ask you this, Jess. You're younger than I am by a generation or three.
Okay.
There actually was a shampoo called Gee, Your Hair Smells Terrific.
Right.
That was an actual product.
Yeah.
And back in the day, I would do the line. They came out with a douche that wasn't quite as popular. But now we've come full circle, and that's essentially what this is.
Yeah, according to The Cut, the $75 candle's name is a joke between Paltrow and perfumer.
Wait. Time out. $75 a candle?
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Oh, you paid $75 for a candle.
I have paid $75 for a candle. But it didn't
smell
like
that.
Yes, sure. He has.
I got a $75 candle.
What did it smell like? Joe Gibbs' ass? What would you pay?
Did it?
Yeah. Yes, it did. It had a Redskins helmet on it. So what? Don't judge me.
The candle's name is apparently a joke between Paltrow and perfumer Douglas Little from when they were sampling various fragrances, and the actress quipped, this smells like a vagina.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah, and then the perfumier said,
yeah, it sure does. Let's put it out.
The perfumier said, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I was thinking.
Really?
The candle, I'm not sure whose vagina smells like this, but apparently is packed with geranium, citrusy, bergamot, and cedar, according to the Daily Mail.
If your vagina smells like that, you may want to lay off the deuces.
Yeah, yeah. It smells like an old trunk.
The only vagina that smells like cedar is a hamster's.
That's a
lady. That's a good one. A lady hamster. Yeah, thank you very much.
You don't have to say lady hamster.
By the way, the candle sold out within minutes.
Okay.
Oh,
wow. Sure. Yeah. But see, this is exactly why ISIS wants to kill us.
And ladies, if you're interested, Goop has also announced it's offering a cruise in partnership with Celebrity Edge called Goop at Sea. It will offer a luxury wellness experience aboard the Celebrity Apex.
Well, don't they pull into Tuna Town or something? Isn't that
it's not called the Cruise Cruise?
The what cruise?
They pull into Hair Harbor.
Hair Harbor. Yeah.
The Goop Cruise. Yeah. I've never prayed for an iceberg harder.
Oh, my gosh.
If you want to hang out with a bunch of middle-aged, rich, white chicks who don't believe in vaccines, this is your cruise.
Wow.
We're smarter than doctors. We wear yoga pants and steam our mommy parts. Wow. What a terrible idea. But she's getting tons of publicity.
Of course she is.
This is all to probably get people to buy tickets for her cruise.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that there's a candle that smells like a man's...
Sack? Didn't you have a line of candles?
A man candle. The man Drew La La.
Yes. That's exactly right. Man, it was a man. Drew La
La. Right before.
Well, there's a variety. I just want to say.
They called them mantles.
Don't get the Mapplethorpe candle.
Oh.
Very, very foul. Right.
We have that very smell foul. In the news coming
that
up.
That one's called Smell of My Elbow. You don't want to.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years that was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville Rewatch Podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.